we're talking a little bit of wedgie etiquette this morning. A very interesting wedgie situation I got myself into yesterday. I didn't have the wedgie. First off, let me make that clear. I never get them.
You never wear underwear, though.
Well, that would cause more wedgies, actually.
Why?
Because then... Anyway, as I was jogging around City Park yesterday, lots of people out there, you know, such a nice day. I got behind this girl, and as I approached her, I noticed, well, she's trying to fix a wedgie problem that she had. So I thought, oh, I'll just wait it out a couple seconds and then go past her. And then it's just, she's mining down there, man. I don't know, she's trying to find something, she lost a key in there, but it's just lasting for, it's like a minute and a half.
Maybe she just had an itch or something.
Of de-wedgifying. And so I was thinking in my head, okay, you know what, you can pass her, but then she'll know that you saw the wedgie removal that entire time, and that might be embarrassing to her. Right?
Yeah.
So I decided to hang back, and then eventually the wedgieing stopped. Is that the right move? Is that what you're supposed to do when you're observing someone repeatedly trying to solve a wedgie problem? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
I was just going to say that I think you blew that whole thing out of water of not trying to embarrass her, because what if she listens to the radio?
Well, like I said, she still doesn't know that, like, I'm not dropping her name or anything like that, you know?
Right,
and the way she was picking her wedgie, she probably thinks that everybody removes a wedgie that way, you know what I mean?
I guess so, but if it would have been me, I would hear this on the radio and I would be like, oh my God, it would be 10 times worse.
But she's completely oblivious to her entire surroundings. I don't even know if she was aware that she was removing a wedgie that entire time, you know?
Okay, well then what I would have done is just, like, zoomed past her and not even looked at her and just looked intense, and I think it would have been all right.
Okay, look like you're focused, like you were just in the zone and everything. Don't
you could care less, even if you did see it, who cares?
Don't yell out nice wedgie or anything like that.
No.
Hey, thanks for the call this morning.
Okay, thanks.
See you.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. If you're behind someone while you're running, like I was in City Park yesterday, and they're trying to remove a wedgie, what is the etiquette? Do you zoom past them? Do you hang back and wait for them to stop the wedgie removal process? What do you do?
I think that you should have just passed her, because who the heck wants to see someone picking their butt?
I thought she'd be through with it earlier. You know, when you're behind someone who's removing a wedgie, you expect it to be over with pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, still, after a minute and a half, I would have just ran past her.
And just let her know, hey, wedgie picker, I saw all that.
Pretty much. That's just pretty gross.
Have you ever seen someone without any regard to, you know, their wedgie privacy like that before?
No, not really. I mean, I haven't even heard of that. That's just wrong.
Yeah. I mean, keep it to yourself, man. I mean, that you have to watch out. Watch out for other people. Because, hey, I could have been the biggest creep in the world and been like, yeah, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you never know. There could be, like, perps out there. Could just be, like, sitting there watching you.
Yeah. Pick that wedgie. Yeah, because I know there are certain guys who will go to the park just to wedgie watch. Just to wedgie watch.
Yeah.
And those are the ones you got to watch out for.
Yeah, that is definitely.